In our previous shiur, we began a discussion about the obligation of a carbon toidah. The obligation, is the obligation a chiyuv or is it an adava? We quoted the opinion of the Chassam Sofer, who differentiates between different types of situations for which you mechuyev a carbon toidah. The Mishnah Berura in Simen Reish Yud Ches, Sif Cotton Lamed Beis, teaches us. If a ness occurred to somebody, it's appropriate that he should separate stock as much as he could afford, and give that stock to people who learn Torah. He says that a person should say that this is corresponding to a carbon toida that I would have brought if the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and he should say Parshas Mizmor L'Soida. It seems the Mishnah Berurah is very clear to say that you shouldn't use Maisa money for this obligation. But again, we could perhaps explain the Mishnah Berurah's psak the way Rashi explains that it makes a difference if when you obligated yourself, what did you say when you took upon yourself this obligation? And if when you took upon yourself this obligation, you said you're going to use Maisa money, then you may. But if you didn't take upon yourself this obligation, it becomes too late to use Maisa money. However, there are a number of achronim who take the approach that the chiyuv carbon toida is not a chiyuv that one is absolutely obligated to do. There's a tshuva in the Shas of Tshuvas Machzeh Avrom, Chelik Or Chaim Simen Lamed Gimel, that he clearly is of the opinion that the obligation, that there is no full-fledged obligation to bring a carbon toida, even if somebody experienced one of the nisim for which one does bring a carbon toida. He goes into a discussion that even though the Gemara says Aber Tzrichim Lahaydis, he says the word Tzrichim does not necessarily mean absolutely obligated. Tzrichim means that you should do it, but it's not an absolute obligation. And therefore, according to the Das Avram's approach, our Gemara that says that a carbon toida could be brought from Maisa money is very easy to understand. Similarly, there's a discussion in the Steichemet, in Mareches HaBroches, Simen Yud, Sif Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, where Steichemet also has a discussion about Birchas HaGoyimel, and it's obvious that the Steichemet's opinion is that Birchas HaGoyimel cannot, as is carbon toida, not to be considered a full-fledged obligation. And since it's not to be considered a full-fledged obligation, so therefore the halacha is, the discussion he has there is where someone, a Rav, came back from a trip and they made for him a Kabbalah's Panim. They made for him a big reception for when he came back from this overseas trip. And the question was, is he allowed to say Birchas HaGoyimel at night when the reception was taking place? We know that Kabbonis may not be brought at night, and if the Birchas HaGoyimel corresponds to the carbon toida, can it be said at night? And he said that in that situation, they allowed him to say the Birchas HaGoyimel at night. So we see that it's not exactly like a full-fledged carbon. There's also a very lengthy tshuva about this subject in the Shailos HaTshuvos Maram Shik, Chelik Or Chaim, Simen Peches, where the Maram Shik goes into a discussion about the carbon toida, and using our Gemara as well, and explaining the Rosh that we quoted in the previous year as well, clearly is of the opinion that the carbon taida is not a carbon that one is absolutely obligated to bring. He, in that tshuva, he actually raises a number of interesting questions. One question he discusses is the Nusach HaBracha. The Nusach HaBracha of Birchus HaGoymel, as we know, is HaGoymel L'Chayovim Toivos Shugamalanu Kol Toiv. So he asks, what is the wording, what is this Nusach that we say, HaGoymel L'Chayovim Toivos? Why do we mention that we're Chayovim? So he says that Pshat is as follows. If somebody, Chas V'Sholem, did Averis, and even though he did Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats him with goodness and kindness, that is considered a tremendous chesed. He says, but what is even a bigger chesed? If somebody was Rahman Tzlan in a situation of danger, and he's also a Baal Aveira, and with that all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still does goodness and kindness for him, that is an incredible chesed. So that's what we are saying when we say the bracha, that even though we are chayovim, and a person who's chayovim has to be very careful. Person who's chayovim doesn't, how could he put himself into such a matzif? That even though he, whatever reason, we know that we're not perfect, still, we put ourselves into that matzif. For that, we have to give a special haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for that, he goes on to explain, as is taught in our Gemara, that the carbon taidah, as we know, is brought of a combination of 40 chalas. 10 of those chalas are chametz, and 30 of them are matzah. He says, what is the point in this combination of bringing this combination of chametz and matzah? So he says, we know that chametz represents the Yetzer Hara. Chametz is always interchanged with the word sa'or. And sa'or, sa'or shavisa, means the Yetzer Hara. Matzah represents a place of nisim. Matzah always reminds us of the great nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us by Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a place where the Yetzer Hara has no position. So he says, when somebody does, brings a karma taida, what he does is he brings some chalas which are made out of chametz, representing that we are people who are not perfect. We are people who have in ourselves the chametz. We are people who have in ourselves the Yetzer Hara, whom unfortunately sometimes we follow. But even though we have in us the chametz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us matzah, just like by Yetzias Mitzrayim, which matzah represents. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us nisim. So too, we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nisim for us, and for that we're saying Birchus Haidah, Birchus Hagoyma. So says the Maram Shik, now we could understand why specifically by the Birchus Hagoymel, we say Hagoymel Chayovim Toivus. Because the Birchus Hagoymel, as we're learning, corresponds to the carbon taida. And in the carbon taida, we had to bring with it these loaves that were chametz and matzah to represent this lesson that we are Chayovim, but still HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Toivus for us. That's what the chametz and matzah represent. So therefore it's most appropriate that the wording of the bracha should say Hagoymel Chayovim Tavis. But then he goes into one more interesting discussion. And that's the question that very often, when do people say the Birchus Hagoymel? They say Birchus Hagoymel on Shabbos V'Yontif. And as we're learning in our shir, the Birchus Hagoymel is corresponding to the carbon taida. But he asks that on Shabbos and Yontif, you're not allowed to bring a carbon adava. You're not allowed to bring a carbon taida on Shabbos for Yontif. You're only allowed to bring a carbon on Shabbos on Yontif that is man for that carbon on Shabbos for Yontif. A carbon taida which doesn't necessarily have to be brought on Shabbos for Yontif, why do you bring it? So he said, how could you, so you don't bring. So how do we say Birchas HaGoyimel on Shabbos for Yontif? So he says that one pshat that he suggests, he says two pshatim. One pshat that he suggests is that the Birchas HaGoyimel is not really, and that's a whole new mahalach, so to speak, corresponding to the carbon taida. The Birchas HaGoyimel is an announcement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nice that he did for us. And that's why, indeed, on Shabbos, we know that even though during the week when we daven Sukkah de Zimra, we say Mizmor L'Soida, on Shabbos, we specifically do not say Mizmor L'Soida. Why don't we say Mizmor L'Soida on Shabbos? Because Mizmor L'Soida mentioned the Karmat Taida, and on Shabbos, you don't bring a Karmat Taida. But just to say HaGoyimel, just to say the Birchas HaGoyimel, where you're not mentioning the carbon in any way, that is permitted to be said on Shabbos. That's one approach that the Maramshik takes. The other approach that the Maramshik takes, interesting approach, very connected to Masechta Zvachim, is that although, as we're learning, the carbon nedava, a carbon nedava may not be brought on Shabbos Yontif, the halacha is that let's say you did the carbon before Shabbos for Yontif, and the only thing that's left over to be done on Shabbos for Yontif would be the Zrikas Adam. Zrikas Adam of any carbon may be done on Shabbos for Yontif. So he says, the Zrikas Adam, as we also know, is what really brings the kapara. It's the epitome, it's the high point of any carbon that is offered. So he says that the Birchas HaGoyimel that we say is corresponding to the Zrikas Hadam of the carbon. And the Zrikas Hadam of the carbon, of any carbon, may be brought on Shabbos. And since the Birchas HaGoyimel corresponds to that aspect of the carbon, it can be said on even on Shabbos for Yom Tov.